We're here today with Janine Windolf. She's the Director of Indigenous Arts at the Banff Center for Arts and Creativity. Now, this is National Indigenous History Month here in Canada. So you guys run a ton of great Indigenous events. What events do you have coming up for National Indigenous History Month?
So we have our Indigenous virtual market online so people can shop all month, and we have over 50 artisans. So we accepted applications, and then we took the applications that we and made a web page for them on our website. So if you go on to the Banff Center and look under our events, you'll see National Indigenous History Month, and you'll see a series of videos that we've made. We have a closing story that'll come up on the 21st. How to get connected to the events, and you'll see the link for the market. When you click on there, there's pages for each of the artists, and you'll be able to know where to find them, and also provides a little bit of background on what they're doing, where they're from, and how to support and buy. This is our third year hosting it, and it's always been well received. And then later on this month, we are inviting Jakota, who is from the Treaty 4 area, who will be hosting a concert at the Jenny Bellsberg here on June 21st.
Amazing. So you have a concert on National Indigenous Peoples Day and the market all month long.
Yes, the first year we had 7, then we had 30, so now we're past 50. So yeah, there's a flourishing, vibrant, talented group out there. And yeah, we could support them by just supporting what they're doing.
I recently saw a Facebook post about a hide tanning and parflesh residency you guys are running. Can you give us a little bit more details on that?
So this will be a pilot. We had offered the urban moose hide tanning in 2019. So that was actually before I started. And then we built in the parflesh residency and scraping of the hide to like that process in one of my other programs. But I felt that it needed more time and engagement to really do in a good way. So rather than hosting it for 2 days within a larger program, it needed its own program. So I'm glad the Banff Center supported me that we're able to now host it for 3 weeks. And we're looking to host that September 30th to October 18th. But applications are actually due June 26th. We've had a really great reception. There's already tons of applications in, but we invite more people to apply.
Yep.
And yeah, to come and participate. So it's a chance to bring something you're working on, get teachings from our faculty, our elders, and participate in community hide tanning process with our group on campus. Yeah, great circle of support around you, especially if there's things you want to learn, like tufting, porcupine quills, feeding techniques. We just have a place where we're building where people can drop in and learn those skills.
Is there a website people can check out so they can apply for the program?
Yeah, you can go on bamcenter.ca/programs/hide-tanning-and-parflesh-residency. You can just Google hide tanning and parflesh residency at the Banff Center.